And welcome to a very special session. In this session, I'm going to be interviewing entrepreneur extraordinaire Jean-Louis Dumas about his $450,000 book launch of The Freedom Journal. Now, this is a book launch unlike any that I've ever seen, and it should be very interesting for you to watch as well, because John didn't even use Amazon to launch this, and just the results he had were absolutely incredible. So we're going to be getting into the nitty-gritty in just a couple of minutes. But first of all, I'm going to show you a very quick trailer of what the Freedom Journal looks like up close, because you can't really appreciate it looking at it on this camera and the workmanship that went into it, especially considering this is an indie launch, is absolutely incredible. So cue inspirational music. Yes, it is game time. And didn't that video just make you want to just rub yourself with this book? It is beautiful. And just the methods that John used to launch this to the public are absolutely amazing. And you're going to take away some amazing lessons here as well. So without any further ado, let's jump straight into the interview. Here we go. I am here with Jean-Louis Dumas, and we are talking some very exciting launch results from John's launch of the Freedom Journal, which I've just mentioned in the intro to this session. And he's actually got a hard copy to wave in front of the camera, which is awesome because mine got held up in customs. I'm looking at you, Queen. You took my book off me, so I'm very annoyed. But the reason I wanted to get John on to talk today is that John had a very kind of different approach to book launches. So most of the guys watching this, John, are going to be, you know, focusing almost entirely on launching a book on Amazon. You know, Amazon is the big dog, and that's where most independent authors focus all their attention. But I really wanted to talk to you about your approach, because it's so different from what we're used to, and it had some absolutely amazing results as well. And I love the whole concept behind this, which we'll get into in more details. But first of all, let's talk a little bit about the Freedom Journal itself, you know, the idea. So I first kind of became aware of it at the end of 2015, when you were just getting into the pre-launch kind of phase. And it really struck me as something that must have taken you ages and ages to put together. So where did the idea come from, and what kind of goals were you hoping to achieve with it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a question? I'm just staring at Marilyn Monroe right now.
Stealth question. Yeah, she's back there.
She just looks so good on that photo right there. But no, seriously, great question. I got it. That was a total joke. But I will say that the year that I took planning the process of the Freedom Journal physically to create it and then the launch itself.
Hold it up as well. You know, show us, because there's workmanship went into this.
You know, try not to get blinded by the golds, you know, that's coming your way. But it was a process of a full year, from idea to creation to editing to sourcing materials to marketing, then to finally a year later, which was January 4th, 2016, launching. So nothing that you see in this world happens as an accident or randomly if it has massive success. Like, massive success always comes with very diligent planning, a lot of work behind the scenes. You know, we love the story of the overnight success, but lift up that cover and believe me, there's 10 years of hard work behind that overnight success at a minimum, every way, shape, and form. So, and that's the reality of the Freedom Journal. I mean, yeah, people see the final numbers, 7,000 backers, $453,000. You know, what they don't see is the 12 months of writing the book, sourcing the right materials, getting samples sent over from China, like actually getting it manufactured, shipped over, you know, spending $125,000 of my own money, you know, with a hope and a prayer that this would be the hit that it is. And then, you know, actually spending the money and the time, and the resources to put together the team to market it and the Kickstarter expert and, you know, my book marketing expert and all these things that finally came together to launch day to where, yes, looking back now, it was a massive success, but there was a lot of questions going in and it all came from putting together the right team and investing in this project with time, with money, and with a ton of energy.
Also, I'm definitely going to ask you more about the team in a couple of minutes, but did you start this off, you said a hope and a prayer of it being successful. Was that, was it literally a hope and a prayer, or was there some sort of research that went into this?
That was a little dramatic of a statement, because the reality is this, is like, I had spent years and over 1,000 episodes of EO Fire, and now we're over 1,300 episodes of EO Fire. We got a past guest right here across the mic from me.
Mine's the best
one. Ever. And it was that incredible value that I've been giving to Fire Nation for so long, for so many consecutive days, that I knew that my audience knew, liked, and trusted me to a very high level. And I knew that this was solving a problem that they had because I asked them, and I validated that by making people pay $20 for the future of this, even though I had no idea what it would look like, you know, what it would actually cost to make. But I just said, hey, if 100 people will give me $20 today for the idea of the future book in their hands, then this is an actual valuable product that I can spend time, money, and effort on. Because if 100 people will pay now when this is just an idea, then, you know, 1,000 people will pay down the road when it is an actual thing. And now we're actually well over 10,000 books sold, which you, Nick, as an author, know, you know, puts us in the top, if not 1%, potentially even like 0.1%, because the average book sells like between 500 to 1,000 copies in its lifetime. And you probably actually know the real numbers behind that, but you know, that's what I've been hearing a lot of. And people are like, John, like, yeah, like, John, you're printing 20,000 copies before you've even really sold one. Like, that's insane. But again, I knew what I had. I knew that I had a solution to a real problem. I knew that I had an audience that knew, liked, and trusted me. Combining those two things together, I knew that there was going to be significant success. And again, you know, we're already over halfway of all of these books being sold, and we're selling more every single day. So I'm actually already in the process of getting the second edition of Freedom Journals printed over in China right now. So that all came together. But the hope and the prayer, Nick, that was a little dramatic of a statement, because again, I put in years of effort and value and consistency before I created this product.
And this is the great thing about an independent book launch, is like you mentioned with averages. I mean, the average aspiring author seeking a publishing contract never gets their book published. So this is kind of where we compare to, is you go out and you do it yourself. And yes, you do have to invest your own time and your own money in it, but the rewards are potentially much greater. And this is not just this isn't just a how-to book or a quick, you know, 20-page PDF report. I mean, this is, you know, if you look inside the book itself, this is incredibly well thought out. And just spend a couple of minutes just telling us, you know, what people are going to achieve if they follow everything in the journal, because I've seen inside it and it's just crazy.
So for years now, I've had my audience, Fire Nation, reach out to me and they're saying, John, like, what is the magic bullet to success? Like, why are your guests successful entrepreneurs? Like, what makes them successful? And I always used to just say hard work, and that always will be the answer and a part of the reason, but I knew it was only a part and it was kind of a cop-out answer. So I kind of dug a little deeper and I did realize that, hey, to go along with hard work, successful entrepreneurs, they know how to set and accomplish goals, period. And entrepreneurs who are struggling right now, like, they're struggling with that very same thing. So I said, how can I create the solution? How can I bridge that gap? How can I offer really just what people need to guide them in setting and accomplishing goals? And just knowing that my brand is all about focus, follow one course until success, I knew just intrinsically that I had to create something that really went with my brand. So I said, you know what, I'm going to create the solution to what I see a lot of struggling entrepreneurs have. They're asking me, why are these entrepreneurs successful and why am I struggling? Well, the answer is you don't know how to set and accomplish goals, period. Because if you did, you would be successful. That's a reality. So I decided to create a book that focuses on you setting and accomplishing your number one goal in 100 days, period. So it's your number one goal in 100 days. So I created this book as a response to that, saying, hey, there is that big domino that is existing in your life right now. There's a big domino that if you knock over this domino, a chain reaction of awesome will happen, but nothing's happened in your life that's been awesome business-wise in a long time because you're doing all these little things and that one big domino is still standing there. But for me, when I finally focused and launched EO Fire, which was my big domino, all of the awesomeness that's happened over the last 3.5 years started happening because I knocked it over. So I said, how can I give this to Fire Nation? And it was in the book, The Freedom Journal, where we teach you how to set a SMART goal, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time bound. And then we guide you in the accomplishment of that goal in 100 days. It's a very unique step-by-step process. We have daily tasks, nightly recaps, 10-day sprints that are little micro goals that are getting you closer to your 100-day goal. And then we do quarterly reviews. Every 25 days, we look back. What worked? What didn't? How do we need to pivot and adjust and remove obstacles that are impeding your progress? And by the 100th day, Nick, you will have accomplished that 100-day goal.
Awesome. And it's not just a book. It's an app. It's got the Facebook group as well. There's training material included. And this is kind of the key thing. Leading on to why you chose Kickstarter as a launch platform. So as I said earlier on, you know, most people watching this, Amazon is the big dog. You know, this is where everyone focuses their attention. But you didn't even put the book on Amazon to start with, not even, you know, even flirted with the idea. It was straight into Kickstarter. Why did you choose that as a platform?
I wanted all the money. Hello. I don't want to give Amazon 30% of what I've already created and do that. But there's a lot more reasons that went into that as well. Amazon's a great platform and it always will be. And the book, as we're speaking right now, is available on Amazon because that was always the plan. But I knew that, hey, when I offer it to my core raving audience, you know, which is massive because I get over 1.25 million listens per month. You know, I have a very large audience which tunes in every single day to EO Fire to hear great stories from inspiring entrepreneurs. Like, I knew that I had this audience that if I put together an awesome idea and an awesome just really program in general, that I could really get people behind this. And so that's actually when I decided to partner up with Pencils of Promise. And what was great about Kickstarter is that Kickstarter is so visual and so transparent. So every time you get a backer, boom, it ticks up by one. Every time someone donates $1 to $10,000, boom, the numbers are right there. I don't have control of that. That is all on Kickstarter side. So you know it's 100% legit. It's 100% transparent. The numbers are right there and amazing. So I said, hey, my good buddy Adam Braun, who founded Pencils of Promise, which builds schools in developing countries like Africa, like South America, Central America, et cetera. He has this great program, and I said, hey, I want to partner with you, and I don't want to give 30% of my money to Amazon. You know, I do own stock in Amazon, and I wish them the best. Hopefully, at some point, they'll turn a profit. Who knows, though? But hey, Amazon's great, but I want to give to something that's meaningful to begin with. And so every time we hit a funding goal with our Kickstarter campaign, I wrote a check for $25,000 to Pencils of Promise to build a school in a developing country. And to date, we've built 3 schools in developing countries. And I love that because we're giving the gift of education. So people knew that when they were supporting the Freedom Journal via Kickstarter, they were giving themselves the gift of setting and accomplishing their number one goal. And they're also giving the gift of education to those less fortunate. So I loved that win-win scenario. And it was just really important for me to give that to my backers and not just say, hey, like, yeah, I want to keep 70%. Amazon's going to keep 30%. And like, I'll eke out a little profit here. It's like, no, like this is the platform. Yeah. Kickstarter is going to get their 5%, but you know, I'm going to be donating real money that you're pledging, to build schools in developing countries because I believe in education. I believe in the internet and the opportunity that it has. And if we can give that opportunity to those less fortunate, then we're going to be doing some great things in this world for generations and generations to come. So that's why I use Kickstarter. And I really want to underline the reason why it was a huge success is because I already have had and currently have a very large audience. And on Kickstarter, a lot of people fail because they think that they're going to rely on Kickstarter's audience, you know, audience to get them through. And that's just a misnomer. Very, very few sales came from Kickstarter. In fact, you know, it's kind of a farce that Kickstarter sends any traffic your way. They really don't at all. They're, in fact, very lame in that scenario. They're a good platform where you can put together packages and bonuses and really make it cool that people can get the 2-pack, the 5-pack, spend a day with JLD for $10,000. I had two of those. You know, they sold out pretty quickly. Like, that was huge. And I could offer that in a very cool way in Kickstarter. But Kickstarter does not send you traffic. They're very lame in that area. So if you're going to do a Kickstarter campaign, it's because you have your audience, period. If you don't, there's other routes you should go.
Definitely. And this is what I loved about the, like you said, the packages as well. Something you can't really do on Amazon. You know, you launch a book on Amazon. Well, for a start, it's got to be sort of $9.99 for most people. Otherwise, you're taking a big hit in royalties. It's all gone. But also with Kickstarter, you know, you offer those packages from... Was it from $5 through to $10,000 and everything in between? And people can choose the level that they want to commit to, which I love because, you know, I went on there and I'm like, you know, I don't really want the ebook. I want the full blown package and I want to buy a bunch of copies to give away to people. And I was able to do that on Amazon. You know, it would have been a bit of a struggle to buy multiple copies. You would have had to give away 30% or more and it all gets a bit messy. And this is what I love about Kickstarter as an alternative. I mean, yes, it's not something that you can do unless you have that launch platform. But once you do have that mailing list built up, those fans built up, just the scale that you can build up, the pricing, the bundles, and really kind of build up that profitability is huge.
You can take people on a journey. So when they get to your Kickstarter page, you have a great video right there, which you really don't have the huge opportunity within Kickstarter to have this like killer video right at the top, or you can really get people excited about your product. And then you can take them on a journey. They can say, oh yeah, I could get the $2 30-day PDF, or, you know, the 100-page PDF for 17, or the audiobook for 27. Oh, the actual physical book's 39. Oh, I can get the 2-pack for 75. Oh, like I can do this for 500, this for 1,000, this for 5,000. And by the end, they're like, well, I'm going to get the $10,000 package. And like, they would have just come on potentially, you know, on a non-Kickstarter platform, like just on an Amazon, and just bought one book.
Yeah.
So you'd be leaving a lot on the table. So that was, you know, a really cool opportunity as well.
Cool. Okay. Well, let's talk about fulfillment. Because you said earlier on, you ordered 20,000 copies. You still got 10,000. Where are they? And how did you send out, how did you organize the sending out of books to people who had purchased? Because that just sounds like a monumental pain to be blunt.
Yeah, sounds like it, but it was flawless because I planned ahead. So I got 20,000 copies printed in China. 15,000 of them I had shipped to the LA warehouse up here with a company called Shipwire. They're a great company. There's a lot of companies like them around the world. And actually, Shipwire actually has warehouses around the world too, which is really cool. But what was really cool about Shipwire is that, hey, I could store 15,000 there. And they integrate pretty seamlessly with Kickstarter. I sent the other 5,000 to Amazon to just sit there and wait for when I decided to turn that store on, which wasn't until recently because I kept that turned off until after everybody, except for those few people like you who have their books stuck in customs, received their books from Kickstarter. So what was really cool is once the Kickstarter campaign ended, you send out a survey to all of your backers and they fill out their address and their email and their phone number. And then you export that as a single CSV file, .csv, like in a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet. But you can just upload that CSV into Shipwire because, again, they're ready to receive that. And when it does, then boom, they start fulfilling orders immediately. And I uploaded the CSV on a Tuesday, and they were shipping out the over, you know, 8,800 books on Wednesday. So it was a pretty quick process for me to get the surveys back from the Kickstarter people, and then upload that CSV file to Shipwire and start the fulfillment process. Now, of course, as in everything in life, you're going to have stragglers. People are like, oh, I was on vacation, or oh, I didn't get the email because I signed up with a different account. So you are going to have those ongoing like stragglers. But I'd say like 95% of people were on that initial CSV file. And now it's just kind of mop up for people that were just kind of clueless. Yeah.
There's always a few. I had this always. Mental picture of you in like your garage with just mountains of books, like the Indiana Jones warehouse. You know, the camera pans out and you're just lost in the stack of books, but it's all...
I do have some really cool pictures of the 20,000 books that were printed in China that were just like that. But
I need to get that
know,
from
you.
That's going to be amazing.
I haven't seen any of those books that were printed in China that were shipped straight to Shipwire. So that was a cool process.
So the fulfillment, the picking, the handling, the packing is all outsourced. The rest of the team, who else was involved in, what's the manpower behind putting this launch together and making it a success? How many people on your team were involved?
So I had a crowdfunding expert, Brandon Adams, who wrote the book Keys to the Crowd. So he's a very experienced person when it comes to Kickstarter, Indiegogo, and other crowdfunding platforms. So he was kind of like our crowdfunding expert. I had Tom Morquez, who was our book marketing expert, and he was just like a person that's very experienced when it comes to book launching and how to market that during the launch. I put my designer on notice as far as like, hey, this is going to be a busy month for you. So let's rack up the amount of hours that I usually get you in for and really make sure that, you know, we have you for the time that we need. So she was doing some killer designs. And then, of course, my website developer was on standby as well. And then it was myself and Kate. And oh, yeah, we did have a great guy called, name was Richie Norton, who is the founder of Prowduct, which is a combination of the word proud and product. And he just has a lot of experience in taking an idea and teaching it and walking you through the process of making it into a physical product. Again, I was like, I want it to be faux leather, gold embossed. I want it to be gold leaf. Like I want there to be a gold tassel bookmark. Like I want it to be beautiful on the inside, et cetera.
You want to hold it at night.
I want it to be like, this is the goal setting Bible, you know, essentially. Like that's what I wanted. And he made that happen. And he has a contacts in China to lock down incredibly, you know, cheap printing. So like if you are thinking like, hey, I have a physical product I want to create, definitely check out Prowduct.com, Richie Norton, killer. And, you know, some other people, like we had an editor and we had a designer and an illustrator specifically for this type of stuff. And it all worked out amazing.
Awesome. So a year's worth of planning. you had the fulfillment was all handled by a separate company. You had the team members on board. I assume a lot of them were kind of hired in for this job. Some of them were part of your full-time team. But talk to me a little bit about the pre-launch campaign. So the month or so before it goes live is when all this year's work kind of comes to fruition. So most people who maybe hadn't heard of the Freedom Journal, didn't know it was coming, suddenly you start kind of building buzz. Talk me through how you did that pre-launch sequence.
So the pre-launch was huge. And one thing that is really valuable for entrepreneurs to realize is like, you're hopefully building up like social credibility and social favors with some really big influencers, you know, as you're going forward. And like for me, like I've been having now over 1,300 guests on my show, on my platform, EO Fire, bringing them on, exposing them to a massive audience and just providing value. And like I continue to tweet and to share via social media platforms, like my past guests, current content, like I never forget about them. And like we have a rotation where we're always sharing past guests, current content. So they know that, hey, look at, oh, John just tweeted my recent thing today. I haven't been on his show in 500 episodes, AKA 500 days, you know, but he's still like, you know, sharing my stuff. That's so cool. And like, we kept up that kind of social love and social credibility. So then when it came time, when I finally was like, okay, like I actually do have a favor to ask, would you be willing to share the Freedom Journal with your audience? And I want to make it appealing. That's why I partnered up with Pencils of Promise, because I want you to be able to share that, hey, this is, you know, portions of every sale are going towards an incredible cause, Pencils of Promise. They will be, you know, building schools in developing countries. And like, this is a really good feel good project in general. And I'm looking, you know, really to create some good buzz and, you know, and now I'll owe you one going down the line. And of course, you know, it's pretty valuable to have me owing you one when I have a podcast that gets over 1.25 million listens per month. So that was a whole thing. I had Tom Morquez go back through and email individually every single guest that I've had on my show. And by the way, in his name, and not, it wasn't pretending to be me, but he went back and emailed them and said, hey, John's doing this. Can you help out via X, Y, or Z? And that process was really successful. So now I had a lot of big influencers who were sharing their Freedom Journal with their audiences. And it was a great experience from A to Z. And that's why it's important to have somebody who is experienced in book marketing like Tom Marquez, so that when you do go forward and have these things, like, he has a plan in place and a team in place to make this happen.
Awesome. And you had a lot of focus on building up those partners. And it's worth mentioning as well that at least for the majority of the campaign, the launch campaign, there was no affiliate kind of income to be earned.
Yeah.
So this was all people repaying your generosity over the last several years. And that just, that shows a lot that people are willing to actually get in and do that without being promised money in return, which I thought was really cool.
Thank you.
But on the customer facing side, the reader facing side, then what did you do to get the buyers and the readers jacked up about it? Was there anything in particular you kind of teased? Was there any sort of fast action bonuses, or were you just letting the work speak for itself a little bit?
So I did what's called 33 Days of Freedom on EO Fire. So I interviewed 33 of my biggest past guests and just had them talk about setting goals. And it always kind of referred back to the current Kickstarter campaign of the Freedom Journal. I was doing an email newsletter every single day about some aspect of goals and freedom and driving people to the Kickstarter campaign. I was doing social media like that, et cetera. And also, like, I was, you know, definitely, I was getting some favors in and getting on other shows as well. Like, I was on all the big podcasts, you know, like Amy Porterfield's, Lewis Howes, Michael Hyatt, Pat Flynn, like all the big podcasts that were out there. Like, you know, I was pulling strings and saying, hey, like, I've had you on my show for past launches for you. The Freedom Journal is coming up. I'd love to do that. So all these shows went live during the campaign. So it was just like this really big kind of tornado of awesomeness was all coming together, like, on launch day, which was January 4th, 2016.
Okay, very cool. So a couple more quick questions before you have to shoot off. Quick fire ones. Would you do anything differently? Let's say you're launching the Freedom Journal Part 2 the exact same way next year. Would you do anything differently?
Honestly, no. We definitely learned some lessons from the Kickstarter campaign, but I mean, you know, nothing that we would have shifted what we did, for sure.
Cool. And just to cap this off then, so who should get a copy of the Freedom Journal? Who is it for? And where can we pick up a copy?
Listen, if you are exactly where you want to be in life, like success, health, fitness, relationships, money, everything, if you're 100% in all those areas, then the Freedom Journal is not for you because you're just crushing it in every single area. But if you're, you know, even 90% in any of those or all of those areas, like, the Freedom Journal is for you because it will guide you in accomplishing your number one goal in any of those verticals in 100 days. For me, I'm using it to get down to 11% body fat right now, which is a goal of mine. I want to get back down to my army weights, but it could be in health and fitness and relationship and money and business, whatever it might be. So if you want to knock over that big domino in life that's been blocking you for too long, thefreedomjournal.com.
And there you have it. Beautifully done. You just keep waving that in front of the camera. I love it. And thank you for talking to us about your launch. I know this is going to be a lot of new information for a lot of people to take on, me included. I love the idea, the potential of where Kickstarter can go, because it has a bit of a bad name amongst indie authors, because so many use it as a way to get money so they can go write their book, which I've never really subscribed to. But this is different. This is crowdfunding for a product that you've already invested yourself into, you already believe in, and already has the audience. And I think it's just brilliant what you've done. Thank you for talking us through it. I'm going to get some links underneath to take you through, to take everyone through to the Freedom Journal and some other resources as well. But for now, I will let you get off. And thank you very, very much for talking us through everything. It's been a pleasure.
Loved it.